Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot blast. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb jazz. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't miss. Hit break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the crash!
Are we recording? We are.
Yes.
It's a Friday Night Hang.
What's up, everybody? It is the Friday Night Hang. Take three, two.
we had full curtain pull. We had some issues on this one, but we're getting full together. Curtain pull.
It's okay. But you know what? Honestly, it's better that you're in the studio now. It's going to be a better quality show.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Dude, for people. So yesterday, Jay had real bad Wi-Fi at his hotel. So we tried to do a show, but it was like wonking out, like too bad. It would have been unlistenable. And then Jay Lewis goes, go on your phone and go outside. And then Jay had to go outside and he was between two dumpsters. and the service was still really bad. But
yeah,
I'm so glad the service was bad because the idea of trying to just do an hour and a half show.
Between two dumpsters could be a new podcast with Big J. Big J? Just interviewing
like
Big J.
A poor Galifianakis.
Between two dumpsters. Well, we started off, we were telling a story that happened the night before that was so funny. That's why it was so frustrating when it kept going. You're like, and then Lewis goes, and everyone's like, nope, frozen. it's the frustration you get with you know, when you hear somebody perfectly on the phone and they're going, I lost you, and you're like, no, I'm right here. And they go, shit, hello, and you're like, no, I'm right here, it's fine.
Jay's like, a little bit hello? Hot. His microphone's
damn
a little hot, by the way, Justin, or Alex, or whoever.
He said I'm a little bit hot, Justin.
Yeah, right, Jay, right, Dave.
Well, we were just telling him to turn it up, but yeah, it is. When you speak loud, it's getting a little bit of feedback.
Crunch. I'll try to keep it calm.
Hey, Sopkin is so excited about this story.
It's such a story.
It's such a non-story, but it's like that. Those are almost the best stories because it's not even a real thing that happened. It's just a funny moment.
Well, it's just two people. It's two perspectives differently on a situation. That's what's so funny about it.
So, dude, now you are so quiet.
Now he's really quiet. All right, so yeah, let's see what happened. We had Story Wars at Rodney's Comedy Club on the Upper East Side, which was a great episode.
Is that the same? It's the same space that Dangerfields always was.
Yeah.
So it just like it closed, and then they reopened it as Rodney's instead of Dangerfields.
They wouldn't let him use the name Dangerfields, essentially.
Okay.
So funny.
But if you're not associated with Rodney Dangerfield, and the family doesn't want you to use the name Dangerfields, wouldn't you go, you know what, dude? I'm going to move on, and I'm going to just name it nothing to do with Dangerfields at all.
Shut up, fine, anyway, yeah. It's like, I get no respect. Oh, we'll call it I Get No Respect.
The thing is that that is the club, though, so I kind of get wanting to, like, hang on to it. It's like the oldest running club in New York City at this point, so get it.
Yeah, probably more older than the comic strip, I'd say.
Well, I think Caroline's might have been older, but they're gone now. Definitely older than the comic strip.
Caroline's is old and maybe one of the oldest, but not the location we knew.
It was right. Well, what is it? There was a Catch a Rising Star back in the day before any of our time in New York. There was the comic strip in Dangerfields. I feel like those were the three oldest clubs.
It was an old improv, yeah. And then Al Martin, God rest his soul, when he opened up the improv in Times Square, it was without permission from Bud Friedman. It was with like the wife who was like, they hated each other, and she was like, you could use the improv name, right. And then he couldn't, and then they were going to get sued, so they had to change it to Broadway Comedy Club.
Yeah, that's right.
It was, it hurt the family so much, the son became a daughter.
It's a cautionary tale for the rest of you out there.
By the way, watching the transition take place over the years, I will say it now does look like a girl.
Does she?
Yeah.
Good for David. Is her name David still? Did I just dead name her?
Nice job, Lewis.
Because she was full-fledged, like, in transition mode, and she was like, my name's David. You're like, all right.
Yeah. Well, it started 1 earring at a time.
Hey, guys.
You hear that, Duck? It's me, David, just cracking farts and shit. I'm still a guy. I'm still a guy right now. Hey guys, I haven't fully transitioned yet. Pull my finger. David, I farted.
Just not being fully transitioned, still having dude in you.
Oh man,
dude, I had a.
I swear to God, if I don't shave every day, I got a 5 o'clock shadow at 5 p.m.
Dude, it reminded me of that club. But I was out. I went out to eat with the family, and like the hostess was like a dude who was at the very early stages of transitioning into being a woman, like very early. And it was just, it's just like, I don't mean to be a dick, but could you play any other role other than being the very first person you see when you enter this establishment? It's just a lot. It's a lot to just walk in the door and you're like, hey, three adults and two. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Well, they do that with Starbucks as well. For some reason, they always put like the person at the register is like the, and I'm honest, like, if it was a hot tranny, I'd have no problem, but like the worst, most manly, like just beard stubble and fucking pimples and fucking sores on their hands.
And they always have a name like Terry or Chris or something. It's like completely could be a girl or a guy. You're like, well, that doesn't help.
Yeah. Would you like cream in your latte? Oh. Yeah.
They're going to ask you if you want to leave a tip. You can say yes or no.
Use the up arrow key. Then they look away. That's the other thing at Starbucks. They look away. They're like, whatever you want to do. I just started tipping in the past year. I tip every time at Starbucks now, and it bums me out that they got me now.
Dave, you make such a point. That's what I used to say. I'm like, hey, man, live your truth, Al Martin's daughter. But there was something to that. I was like, that was, he was the host of the place, mm-hmm. like you know, like the host stand. So exactly, you walk in right away, you're like, oh, this is gonna be a good show. I think I saw one of these guys on coming. Go! Like he's walking. Go, how? My daughter goes, I know, I'm very confusing.
Well, I also
probably confused by this tits and beard.
I got little kids that are at the age where they will, and it really is the sweetest, most innocent transition thing, but they will, well, they will transition. No, they'll just say out loud and not even know it's wrong.
Freak.
You know what I mean? Like,
God's abomination.
Dude,
should be a crime.
Dude, when I was, when we went to Disney World, so at the hotel, the person who checked us in was a little person. And I think it was my 6-year-old's first experience with a little person. And so they come over, they're checking us in, and she just goes so loud. I mean, it was so innocent. She goes, wait, they have kids who work here? And I just had to grab her and go like, ah, come here, sweetheart. Come here, sweetheart. Take her aside.
Honey,
and this little person,
he
couldn't
have watched. That's a real elf.
Like, she was very clear what I was doing. I was taking her aside. But it was so sweet and innocent. It didn't come. She
honey,
came from such
that's
a
an
place
adult. Of, that's an adult who pissed off a warlock.
Well, that's like, what happened with.
No, but she was saying it. She was like, oh, maybe I get a job and start helping out the family. I didn't realize this was an option.
You remember the Legion of Sketch thing that we filmed, and we had the it wasn't transgender.
Drag,
it was a drag queen at the end. James and Max, like this was like a 6'3" dude with a beard and makeup, and he walks in, and James and Max were like, "What the fuck is that?"
No,
they're like, "Hold!" And I was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, come here, boys, come on."
Go,
now, listen, some people,
yeah.
They go, "Dad, it's 2025. I understand how the world works. People are gah."
They but were it just, it's just so real.
Kids, yeah, they're just like in the moment. We're like, "What the fuck is going on here with you? You fucking circus clown!"
And then you got to take him aside and be like, now, we all feel the same way you do.
Yeah.
But we learn to not say that out loud.
You just keep it in your head. Keep it in. So anyway, we left Dangerfields. And when I left, it was 28 minutes on the clock to get home from Dangerfields on 61st and 1st to my place in Jersey. And so I start driving up the East Side Highway. And as soon as I get on the East Side Highway, like
let me give my perspective.
Please.
Of this, because I think this is fun. In order, it'll work better, I think. So I was going up the FDR, and it started hitting pockets of crazy traffic. And then I get a text from Lewis saying, or he goes, are you taking a... No, it wasn't even then. I was just in bad traffic for a while.
And bumper to bumper just stopped.
Yeah. And then Lewis starts calling, And I knew he's calling about like the thing. And they text me. He's like, "Are you taking, you taking the George W. up the FDR?" And I was like,
"Well, I started calling maybe 5 minutes before that because I was behind you." Yeah, I was behind you.
So I don't know
what I thought. What I thought was you. I didn't know it was you. I just saw your color truck, the same type of truck. But the only thing that made me think, the thing that I thought wasn't your truck was like it had a little like airplane sticker on the back of it or something. And I was like, "Jay wouldn't put a."
No, it's the dealership.
I just didn't think you would put a sticker. They had a sticker on my car when I bought it, and I was like, "Remove that sticker right now! I'm not advertising for your fucking dealership. You didn't give me a deal."
Yeah, that bothers me. It's like when people like do work on your house and then they'll put a sign in your lawn, and they don't ask if they can do it. They just like they're like, "Oh, here," and they're like, "I'm not turning my house into a billboard."
They
for
do
your
the license plate holders with their thing around.
Yeah,
the license plate.
I hate like, all that shit.
Sorry, bro. I didn't sign up for fucking. I'm a rolling advertisement for you. You took my money.
Like, what type of pyramid scheme is this? You think I work for you now? Like I'm a part of this?
So that's why I was like, maybe it's not Jay because I saw this sticker on the back of the car and I was like, why would there be a sticker on the back of his car already? Jay's not a bumper sticker guy. What type of jerk off would put a bumper sticker on their car?
Teeterbird.
Well, it's one thing when like, you know, ADT will give you those signs, but there's almost like a deal there where it's like, okay, I'm kind of advertising you, but we're also letting anybody know that this there's a security system here, so like you're not going to be able
or
to break in.
I can afford. I found a sign. That's what it lets them know.
Yeah, well, that's the Jewish way to do it. Is to just put the signs up. But
beware,
there's
dog.
No benefit. I don't care if somebody else wants to buy a car now they know about your dealership. That doesn't help me at all.
No, not at all. But so he's following me up, and when Lewis is calling, I'm like, oh, he's calling to tell me he's in traffic too or something. Like I didn't know what it was. But like
he's ignored me, just deaded my calls three times in a row.
Listen to music.
So you've all been there, Jay.
I called three times in a row. Assuming by the third time, he'd be like, maybe Lewis is in trouble. Maybe he's on fire. He needs some sort of help.
And as you dead the call, you go, man, I hope he's in a fire right now.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I hope I was the one person with water. So we're going. And then traffic loosens up a little bit. And you're going. And then it gets by the bridge, George Washington Bridge. And, you know, it breaks off at one point. You can go lower roadway or upper roadway. No trucks are allowed on lower roadway.
Yeah.
Only trucks on the upper roadway. And I'm
behind you. I'm watching this happen.
But you pulled up
ahead a little bit at this point.
Yeah. So Lewis, well, I don't know. I'm trying to get over to the right so I can get into what will genuinely save me 25 minutes of driving.
It's literally just, you can see it with your own eyes. There's 1,000 trucks on the left, just back to back, bumper to bumper, giant trucks, which also I don't like driving behind giant trucks anyway. You can't see around them. I have no idea what's going on. I get like whatever the claustrophobia kicks in. And on the right, you go like, that it looks so empty that it's like, is that dangerous on that way? Why is there nobody on that?
I like just in my mind, I'm just picturing it like just heaven and hell, like it's just virgins and everything good. And over here, there's just demons and everything that's torture.
Correct. So I start trying to cut over to go to the right where the traffic's moving. And I start hearing, and by the way, so keep in mind, this is a new truck. So I'm also, it's big. I'm trying to like get the bearings of it. You know, you want your, what do you call that? Like your spatial awareness kind of.
Yeah, you don't know exactly how big you are, when you're going to bump into somebody yet.
Yeah, so I start cutting over to the right, and I hear like crazy horn honking. And I go, oh, shit, I'm about to hit a car, and I'm just not seeing it. So I dip back over, and I go, fuck, I got to stay over to the left. And then yesterday, when I was speaking to Lewis, he was like, dude, he goes, I was trying to get your attention so much. He goes, I was behind you honking crazy, man. I'm like, wait. He goes, yeah, I saw you go left. I was like, what are you doing? And I was like, Lewis drove me into the track. And it took me another 40 minutes to get home.
I was going, gong, 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 my friend.
Yeah, yeah. Gong, 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 gong. And I'm going like, all right, asshole, I guess I'm in traffic.
And then I watch him go to the left, just stuck behind these giant trucks. And I looked at him, I was like, why would you do that? And I just drove.
Zipped by.
Zipped home.
Lewis was definitely home a half hour before me.
Oh, easily, dude. Oh, fuck, it was funny.
But what a funny thing to be like, two reactions. In my mind, I was like, all right, asshole, I'll go this way, I guess. And Lewis just going like, yeah, hi, my friend. My friend. It's like a puppy, like puppy energy. Oh, my God, my friend.
I don't know what it is, dude.
There was,
when I'm in a car and
Simpsons?
I see somebody that I know, I get so excited. it just makes, I'm like, oh, Jay, beep, 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 beep.
And I know it does mean something to him because I said I've run into, me and Lewis have seen each other in our cars two blocks from the stand when we both leave the stand and both get in our cars and both live in the same direction. Lewis still, if we're next to each other at a red light, he's like, hey, hey, hey. He's waving. He can't wave. He's making Jenna wave. Jenna's got, he's elbowing her to wave. He's like,
I do this for
bitch.
Jay. I do the great palm thing. I was like,
he was like, wave, bitch. Wave at Jay. You see her reluctantly like, hey.
That's great.
Fuck, that was funny as hell. But it really set the night back so much.
Jay, you missed this. You missed this yesterday because we were trying to figure out what we were going to do for today. And you were, you know, between two dumpsters with no service.
Yeah.
What's it called? Dave was like, he's like, yeah, I'll see if I can get a late checkout tomorrow. And what I said to Dave was,
so I'm just, well, the backstory is I'm in Chicago. I got shows tonight in Rosemont. They got me in two different hotels. So we were supposed to do the show yesterday, but we couldn't. And then Lewis was like, how about 10 a.m. today? And I go, well, I may have to check out at 11. Let me see if I can get a late checkout so we could get this episode in before I got to go to the other hotel.
Yeah, typically hotel checkout is 11. You could ask for a late checkout. If they're not sold out, they'll give it to you almost every time, you know. But my point that I made was, I was like, Dave, don't ask for a late checkout. Just assume that you got late checkout. If they come and knock on your door, tell the person that you asked for a late checkout when you checked in or at one point during your trip. There's no way to paper trail that. You know what I'm saying?
I could just say someone told me I could get a late checkout.
Yeah, the cleaning lady doesn't know who you checked in with, who was at the front desk at what time.
No, this is a very Dave Lewis argument here. Because then I go, I'll just ask for a late checkout.
Yeah.
Not
but then I go,
anybody.
I was like, but what
not
if
have
they
to have
know?
The anxiety of it.
There's okay, no anxiety. Right?
That is the risk.
There's no anxiety.
See, that's an argument you can't make because there is. I know
you don't tell the people their anxieties.
Is, Lewis, the thing is, I love you to death. Like, you're my brother, but you're not a human. And yeah. As a human,
don't you spick explain to me?
There is anxiety that creates for me. Alex said, this is me versus Harrington to a T.
Me You're too.
Dave. Yes.
Dave, me yeah. too. I same thing. I'm like, I don't.
I'd rather just know it's done, not live in this world of doing the whole show with, is someone about to knock on my door?
What if they say no?
Then
it fucks up everything.
Yeah.
I'm situation to situation, but I do not genuinely subscribe to better to ask forgiveness and permission. I'm always like,
oh, that's completely me.
Yeah. I know. A lot of people live like that. I've had that argument with Fenoy a lot. It's kind of like, no, listen. Situationally, I'll do that. Smoking cigarettes inside of an arena, something like that, or a concert. But like, you know, I don't go. I know I can't. If I know I'm breaking the rule, I'm breaking the rule. But if I'm like, there's a chance I could let somebody know, and have it not rain down shit on me later, I try to.
Yeah, I mean, you'll smoke in hotel rooms. You'll break so many rules. It's just whatever. It's Jay.
I know the rule. But if I'm saying what Dave's thing is that, like, where it's a moment like that, where it's like, I may be able to resolve. There's no way I could ever say, can I smoke at this concert? And they're going to say yes. So I know the situation already. I'm breaking the rule. If there's a chance, there is a chance this could go my way,
I think I that's try. Actually crazier.
Maybe
I think it's actually a little bit of a crazier thing than, because it's also such a like not like crazy rule, like to get an hour late checkout. All it is, they're gonna go clean some other rooms first and they're gonna come back to your room.
Oh yeah, no, you're right.
It and sometimes you'll
easily.
Just get a
you know what, or I could just do what I did, ask for a late checkout, get it. And now we have no issue whatsoever.
No, exactly. What Dave's saying is like, and the problem that I think what me and Dave have inside us, maybe it's a soul
Judaism
you don't have, maybe it's Judaism, but it's just that like I am dreading the moment where I have to start conjuring up the lie, like, oh, I was told,
Lewis,
when you just said the thing and you were like, you go, when I checked in, I asked for a late checkout, I go, problem's going to be, what if that's the person who's working currently at the front desk? And they're going to say, we never
go ask. And I was like, they remember? I was like, no, for sure, I asked.
But even that moment, back, right? Like, you're making me so anxious.
I hate it, yeah.
Just lying, just being a total liar. And that, like, I'd just rather avoid that. I'm not saying I won't do that if I absolutely had to. but I would just rather avoid that. It's making me uncomfortable.
I need more lies in my life. I don't have enough people to lie to anymore.
Lewis starts stacking them.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I was like, yeah, they told me to late checkout. They also told me that I could fucking take free food from the minibar. They said that.
Listen, to be fair, both of you guys have at times in your lives been, and I was a liar for a long time. It's not like a morally, I'm above it or anything.
You can't be a liar without the word lie in the middle, baby boy.
All right.
Lewis, turn your camera off for 2 minutes. two minute punishment for that.
That was good. You didn't like my bit?
But, dude, I remember I always thought it was the craziest thing ever when you told Beatrice that you quit smoking weed, and you just didn't quit smoking weed, and you were just living the lie.
Well, that's crazy.
So, that was so insane. You were stashing your weed in your mailbox. You were going. She worked
Eastville. She worked at Eastville. And I got arrested. I got smoke. Dude. This was so funny. I was at Eastville last night because that's where Harrington's show was that I bombed at, and I get off, I'm in there, and we were talking about it. Justin was there, and Chris from Brooklyn was there. And I was like, Beatrice, she's the bartender here. And one time, I was just lying to her. I was like, yeah.
She was the hostess.
She was the bartender.
Was she?
She was the bartender. So I went outside to smoke weed, and two undercover cops come up, and they arrest me. Of course, they let everyone else go. They're like, time for you to come to jail, though, sir. This has happened so many times in my life. And then I had to give Beatrice, like, my phone because I didn't want them to take it. But then I remembered that she had the password of my phone. So it was me in jail for 24 hours, knowing that all she has to do is go into my phone and go through it, and everything is fucking over. It's fucking top. Just the anxiety.
Had you guys had the kid yet?
No, she was currently pregnant.
Oh, God. Oh, it's so bad.
It was insane, dude. Well, that's why I said I'd stop smoking weed. It was one of the things when she decided to keep our son and not murder him in her womb was that I wouldn't do drugs anymore and I would fucking get my shit together. And she
the
was like,
the doctor would have murdered him.
Well, no, you know, I think she has a part. It's her choice. It's like,
she hired a hitman.
Did Hitler actually murder the Jews?
She sat idly by.
No, Hitler didn't.
I wonder if he went out there and took care of a few.
A couple,
just to get the
probably,
taste,
right?
To get the taste, right?
Do you think he did it all, Dave? Come on, you're a historian or something.
Well, as an expert historian, I think that there were no Jews murdered.
Well, did Hitler even do literally do one? Because if I'm Hitler, I'm like, oh, it's like give me the fucking one. You're just pulling this out of your ass. Alex, look this up. He might have gone in there. He might have had a day. You know, when they, what was that show where the boss comes in? Undercover Boss. What if the undercover boss and he had to, like, go and just work in the fucking gas chambers for a day?
Man, shit. There's going to be like, yeah, I think this whole Third Reich's bullshit. Oh, do you? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he goes, oh, my God. He goes, Hitler's at being a fucking, like, wait, what's this guy, Hitler?
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Use my name as a adjective.
Shit. Oh, fuck.
I am sitting under a poster of James Adomi, and it's bugging the shit out of me.
Let him be the petty one. Let him didn't be the petty faggot.
Didn't that guy heel turn on you, Jay?
Yeah. I
or on grudge. Us? On all of
on
us?
On us. On us. But the time
was over the Milo thing? Was that it?
Yeah. But it was a turn on us. After, but it was, days after Rebecca asked on his behalf if he could stay at our house for like a while, like several days. And I said, yes.
That's crazy.
And it was like, and then like within that time, he's just turned on his heart.
I wouldn't let anybody that wasn't an extremely close personal friend stay in my home.
We were doing it for Rebecca, and I always got along like nice.
I don't like James, Rebecca enough to let James.
I love Rebecca.
Well, I know that now.
I would never let literally the circle of people I'd let stay at my house.
We're on this call right now. That's it.
No, of course, Dave. But you're also looking at a time.
I would let Alex and Mike stay at my house, no problem. I would let, like,
of course.
But you'd have to be like a friend.
But you're also looking at a different thing. You're there with a family too. It was me and Christine.
Gee, Mike, you could stay at my house too.
Well, let's say you were out of town.
We had a guest room.
I recently let Butterly and his wife and Kim and her boyfriend stay in the house because they were at Alex's wedding.
Yeah, I'd let half of them stay.
But I was out of town, so I was like, the house is just free. even with me being out of town, without my son being there, there's very few people that I would allow to stay in my home. They'd have to be like legitimately really close.
Lewis, I didn't even stay at your place, but you let me last summer. You were like, go over, just go yourself in and go to the pool.
Of course.
And we did. We went and did it. But I'm saying, when you said to do that, I'm like, man, I would now feel that I would have to do that for somebody, but I wouldn't be as like I'm bad with that. I don't know if I could be like, hey, I'm gone for a week. So if somebody's in from LA and they went to my house
this summer, if it was, yeah, but it's just somebody from LA. No, but let's say you were gone for a week, right? And you will be this summer. And Alex and Harrington said, hey, can we come over and use the pool while you're out of town? You'd say yes.
Yeah, I'd say yeah.
Make it
yeah,
me and my kids. Close. Me and my beautiful children want to use your swimming pool, Jay.
Yeah.
You're going to deny my kids a pool?
I would. It's more like fringe than that, I guess. Well, anyway, the point was, yes, it was strange to James. Listen, I wasn't stoked on it, but we were like doing it for Rebecca. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
no, I get Rebecca, it.
Her best friends and stuff. So I was like, yeah, sure. I was like, it was whatever. I think it was like, for some reason, I want to say it was like a week, like a full week or something. But like, I was just like kind of reluctantly yes, but I was also, the yes was reluctant because I didn't want to have a guest. But I was also like, oh, James is, I like James. Like we've.
It's also the apartment. Like, this is when you were on 3rd Street, right?
Fifth, yeah.
That's what I meant, on 5th Street.
Yeah.
Because it's like, also, it's weirdly, and I wouldn't have thought about it at the time, but like, it's so much more of an imposition. Like, we all have like big houses now. It's like, someone could stay at my house and I may not even see them. I mean, if they stayed downstairs, there's their own exit and entrance and all that. But you're literally talking about fucking your old 3-room apartment. Like, there's you and Christine's bedroom, the living room.
Oh, yeah, we're hanging.
You're hanging with them the whole time. Yeah, there's no, yeah.
No, yeah, for sure. And then, yeah, I forget what the tweets were, but like, it started going. And then I definitely went back at him, and it just got ugly.
Yeah, it wasn't. Are you still harboring resentment?
Resentment? No, but it's also, I would just be like, just avoid a guy that I would avoid.
So I'm like, it's so weird because I'm just not like, if he just came and was like, hey, dude, what's up? I was like, oh, that was weird that we got into that thing, right? What a dumb time that was. And I would just like,
almost
with anybody in the world, like even Jake Flores, who I've had, like I spit in his fucking face and he was being a real piece of shit. But if he was like, hey, dude, I was going through something during hit, you know, we all got crazy during the Trump.
No, listen,
dude, Lewis, all it took,
it's how,
it
it's how,
it
how he ended up getting
phone
chumps.
Call. Well, it was one phone call from Jamie Kelstein. Is all it took before.
Yeah, literally
the only thing I said to Jamie, where he reached out and like apologized, and it was a very nice apology. The only thing I said was, I go, you owe Sam Morrell an apology. Because I just remembered that in my mind, that he really went at him when he was first starting out and didn't really have an audience and all that. But that was the only thing. And then I was like, okay, cool. If you're sorry, that's fine. But like, I could understand expecting an apology in order to like.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's like something. If someone goes like, if James Adomian was like, "Ah, dude, I shouldn't have even jumped into that thing. It was dumb and blah blah." But I don't think. I think he believes in what he did. So it's like, it's fine. No, I'm not looking to be like. If he said hi, I would just be like, "Hey," I wouldn't even be like. But I'm just saying, like, it's just a guy that I'm like. It's just wormy. It's just wormy behavior.
Yeah,
I agree.
Tim Dillon told me this story. It's pretty funny.
Making some life judgment when you just needed to stay at a stranger's house for 10 days.
Tim Dillon, you know, Tim, when he was living in LA, I guess, he had a beautiful apartment. But he's like, look, anytime you want to come, just come stay. Like, trust me. He was like, just use my place. I don't care if I'm in town or not. And then, like, and he really meant it with me, you know? But I guess he also said this to other people as well. And this is just something you sort of say sometimes when you're excited about having a new place. So Mike Feeney took him up on it. And he like stayed in his place for like 10 days. And Tim's like, he's like, I don't know why he's still here. It's fucking crazy. I was just kind of saying it.
So fucking funny. Can I stay for 10 days?
It's so funny to stay at somebody's place for 10 fucking days. Just in general, like, I wouldn't want to be that much of a burden. Like, Nate's my son's godfather. Nate's a brother of mine. And when they offer me his house, I'm like, I'd rather just get a hotel. I don't want to be a burden for, like, Laura and fucking their life. And
well, I've stayed there a couple times at his, and I mean, he has a whole house.
I mean, it's a house for you.
It's a full, but there is a feeling that I get it's like everything in life. It's just like when you get given, when something's given to you, it's not the same as you earning it or purchasing it. It's like if someone works for you for free, it's not the same. You can't have expectations now, and you can't like demand certain things. And I do.
Well, don't tell it to Lewis.
Lewis knows it better than anyone.
Nobody works for me for free, Jake. I have no expectations of Jake.
Yeah.
I think we pay Jake, which is fucking retarded.
Every time he brings me a whiskey, I consider it a modern miracle.
Do we pay Jake, Alex? Do not pay Jake. Thank God.
Okay. Very good. And he's still overpaid. But there is a feeling of just like when I stay at Nate's place and it's just for a couple days or whatever, but I'm very conscious of like, oh, I better like clean up after myself. I'm in someone else's thing.
Yeah, I like whereas being like, in when a I hotel, get into a hotel. Come on the sheets. Like, do my last day sometimes
it,
I'll literally
clean it up now, servant.
I'll wipe the jizz with the sheets off my body after I jerk off.
Oh, I've definitely wiped my jizz hands on the sheets, for sure.
Yeah.
In the hotel.
But it's just, why not? You're just more in like, yeah, like this is mine. Someone else's job is to clean this up. It's like, I don't know. It's more.
Well, you know, it's also on the flip side of it. Like, when I was like, you know, our friend Michelle, who I mean couldn't be a more gracious person as far as like use my places. You know, spend time like you know,
use my holes. She's a real slut.
Yeah, she's like gape me.
Entrance.
From the first time we went out to her house in Los Angeles, she was like, "Listen, Michelle's hospitality is a lot of the reason I even started to get like a little footprint in Los Angeles because one of my things, I couldn't afford to just go out there and like get a hotel for it. Dave, you remember we went out there and got a hotel. We were like in a fucking roadside place and then we stayed with Daniela Walls. I didn't have the money for those kind of trips. And then she made it where I was able to come a little more frequently and stay at her place. But at the same time, it's like great memories and great times and great hangs at her place. But I just fucking hate staying. It's like, you're just subject to their stuff and their, and I'm talking down to the wire of like their water pressure or their weird setup of the house and where you have to walk after you take a shower to go to a room.
Their daughter's underwear drawer. You got to get out of there.
Her daughter's
they put me in her daughter's room. I had to sleep in a fucking 16-year-old daughter's bed. It was so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Lewis,
like, how am I not going to go through her panty drawer?
Lewis slept on the wrong side of the bed so we could be closer to the smells down there.
Oh, shit. We have things that we have to get to here on today's show. We have a whole... Are the interns here on the call? Alex? Yes. Show yourself, interns.
Can nobody talk or something? Because I can't see what Alex is typing.
Oh, you can't see. Oh, I see. Yeah, you don't have the, there they are. They get progressively uglier.
Wait, didn't Serafina already move on?
Yeah, technically. Yeah,
she's got a free pass.
She has immunity, hopefully.
Tim Dillon immunity? That can't be good.
Oh, no. You have immunity from AIDS?
Yeah, you have the same immunity from AIDS? Oh no, you're gonna die from the common cold.
This is like the Brady Bunch if we were all rapists. If we were all rapists, we're not all rapists, only some of us. No,
just Lewis.
So there's three of them here. How many don't we have? Six, Alex? What's going on? Is it because we keep on rescheduling them? We're just disrespectful to their schedules and lives.
Is the problem that we move the show from day to day at varying hours?
G Mike?
You might be available for a 1 a.m. Recording. You might be available for a 9 a.m. recording.
No, that's the job.
Baby's screaming. You can't turn the mic on. No, Alex, shut your baby up by putting your hands over her mouth.
Yeah. I heard if you shake them, they'll stop screaming.
That's true. I think she's old enough to not be shaken to death at this point. I think that's a newborn thing.
There's only one way to find out. Shake that bitch.
G Mike, are you here? What's up with our team today?
Yo, why is everyone talking through text?
And there's one person whose microphone on, and there's just laugh breathing out of the three interns.
We're the only show where our producers just ghost us.
Can you not hear me?
Insane.
Can you not hear me?
G might just stop now answering our texts.
Oh, okay.
Now Justin's done his job. Justin's taking a siesta. He's done his work.
Serafina's mic is off, but what if she has the shittiest voice? She's like, hoo-hoo.
Hey, my voice is fine. I don't have a great voice.
Hey, hey, you guys. That your comedy's got me through a lot of lonely days.
I know, I do seem desperate as hell in like all my things.
It's okay. Dave just hates you.
I know. It's okay. I don't hate you.
Serafina, but it's you're simply, not the person. It's simply because you're a woman. It's not personal.
How do you guys know that? You're assuming.
That's true. She could have a big fat cock. By the way, but what's the dude on the right's name? The far right, I forget his name.
Joshua Sussman.
Joshua, I bet your cock is massive. Joshua, like tall, skinny, half black guy, guaranteed to fucking thick, giant.
And I'll
tell
you, but it's one of those ones, Lewis, where it comes off the body kind of thin, and then it like thickens as it goes, like one of those fucking, like a bowling pin almost falling
like
off
his head.
Body. Yeah. Yes. Your head and cock are like a caricature drawing from a boardwalk.
And what's the guy in the middle's name again?
Justin, if you come over and see this guy, you'll
my name's Drew.
That joke.
Drew, that's right. And then now there's a new guy on the bottom. I met him at the show the other day. What's your name again, dude?
Kevin Parker.
I believe Kevin was, he had a good...
Oh, Story Wars.
He was at one of them the other day. He's short. No offense, Kevin.
No, I am.
He's low to the ground, as I like to say. I like my interns to all be low to the ground.
Yeah, I like you have a low center of gravity so you can cut corners nice.
All right.
You can get Lewis's drinks faster if you hug them corners.
Yeah, dude. So these four... potential Springtown Olympians have submitted.
They potential interns. They are Springtown Olympians.
Oh, they are Springtown. They are, yeah, they're at the Springtown Olympic Games right now. But they've submitted, except for Serafina, who did not have to edit anything together.
No, she still did. Nice.
She still did. Wow. Oh, wow.
You asked for the edit before the competition.
Above and beyond. Shut up, Mike. She went above and beyond. She's great.
Dave can't believe
it. You're not listening. You guys asked for this like a week ago and she
shut
just
up that's okay. Not true. She was great, went above and beyond.
She did everything she could.
Stop being so gay, G Mike. Jesus Christ, your girlfriend in the room,
and she probably has limited time to work in between taking semi-nude selfies and sticking her tongue out in pictures in a mirror.
Yeah, like that's what every girl does. They wink and then they have their tongue out. Oh, wow. that's a hot girl photo.
It is funny. It's amazing what you can get away with. Because, like, if an ugly girl did that, we'd all just be like, ew, you gross dog. Put your tongue away.
Open your eyes. Put your tongue away, pig.
Just so you know, whoever of you win, I expect you to wear a whale tail thong out of all of your pants every week. That's not just limited to you, Serafina. Yeah. Everyone else has to be involved in that, too.
So, G Mike, I'll let you decide which one to play first. You can present.
Well, I have a chart of them in order. Do you want to go from last to first? Do you want the video first how the video did first?
Well, okay, that's actually a great point. What if we do this? What if we blindly watch them and then we choose which one we think is the best based off of just the video? We'll have no idea who edited it.
That's a fair way to do it.
I hope Serafina is just her superimposed on the table like Tawny Katane in the Whitesnake video. And then we find out that's actually one of the other guy's videos. Like, whoa, dude, freaky move. I admire the effort, but that is weird for everyone.
Alex said, let's play Clip Wars. I like this. This is Clip Wars. We don't know whose clip it is.
So you want to play it in a random order?
Dave, we might branch Clip Wars off into its own show. Now, I'm going to give you ground level accessibility to this if you'd like to be a part, Dave. But if not, me and Lewis are going to move forward with Clip Wars.
We should just do every bit we ever do on the show as our own show separately. I'd say in random order and... yeah, in random order, and then we
now,
do
Dave,
know which
works.
We
is,
do
which if you can, Dave, if it's your clip, the idea is you're the only one who knows that. So it's your job to make sure other people.
For every time you guess the clip correctly, you get 2 points. Every time you fool a person, if it's not your clip, you get 1 point. Once you write the clip name on this little whiteboard, by the way, we have the intro down now, packed, Jay.
We're doing pretty good.
At least 2 months of us not fucking up the intro at all.
And in the second half, we go. Double points.
I'm proud of you guys.
Well, I'll tell you who just got points right there. Wacky Head, because he, I can't remember names. Wacky Head clearly watches Story Wars. Everybody else was confused.
I said this yesterday on the call. That'll never come out, but you do, and I don't mean this in a bad way. I think you're a good looking kid, but like if I was in Men in Black school and I saw all of your faces, I'm shooting you. And then turning around. I'm assuming I won.
Sugar water.
He had a cat. Meant the world to him.
We're good here. That's good. This is a good hang, boys. This is a solid Friday night hang.
Or it looks like you could put overalls on him, and he can tell you about a murder that happened locally while he cleans an auto part. He's also got that kind of face. Oh, the murders that happened about a decade ago.
Okay, so this is random order. We're not, and I guess you'll say whose clip this. And we'll also let us know which clip did the best after, because there should be value in that, right?
Yeah, you guys can rate them yourself, and then afterwards I'll show you how they did.
Because I guess that can be. How about this? We should have some sort of scoring system or something, right? Like, yeah,
you definitely should have an input, because also, like, the numbers of a clip don't make it a good clip, technically. You know what I mean?
That's true. We can consider the. Before we vote, we'll consider the fact that a clip did better. Yeah. Also, question, G Mike, did they come up with the caption and the hashtags and all that?
Yes, that does matter. Yeah, that's what it says. You could judge it yourself.
Hey, you guys don't mind if I Sharon Stone my legs real quick, do you?
Look at those little fucking sexy calves, Jay.
Continue.
By the way, you do need some sun on those legs.
I know.
It also looks like there's like a short, tiny person behind you that you're sitting on and doing that with.
Leg up. I got to tan this body up a little bit.
Pasty ass legs, dude. I didn't agree with you tanning until I saw your pasty legs.
Thank you.
You can't be by the pool. You can't be by the. Go ahead.
If I get a spray tan, is that gay?
No. I'm also so pale, though. I also don't care about those things. Because I'm just so like natural.
She's so cool.
That called you gay in the worst way. She goes, I mean, I'm a chick and I've never even thought about this.
Yeah, low key. That's
you totally should.
Oh, I guess it's probably because it's too masculine for her. well, Justin just woke up to laugh at that.
And Alex wrote in the chat, it is gay, Jay, just so you know.
Alex, what? I was going to take you with me. I was going to get you a Beach Bums membership with me.
I'd be willing to pay for Alex's BBL. Let's get her a giant ass.
Oh, before me? I told you if you pay for it, I'll get a BBL.
All right. Let's go. Clip number one. Let's see who this belongs to. Very exciting. First of all, it's on me, which I like already. It's probably Serafina made this one. She was probably sexually harassed on set. It was the 90s.
No, it was Chappelle Show?
Yeah.
Early aughts.
Yeah, how old was Chappelle? You don't think he was grabbing a going, gah, 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 gah.
Nice. I got a million-dollar development deal.
It's of course that's what he was doing the whole time.
Come on!
Yeah. Blowing smoke in a bit. Nasty bitch.
Want to come back to my apartment and watch me talk to my cigarette for a little bit?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, for sure.
I believe this woman.
He's 22 years old. Yeah. He's a millionaire. Yeah. He's like, look at this dumb wife. Let's be on her.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
She's probably right.
All right, so sure, she's right, and all of this happened, but it was so
when did long- Dave wait, pause it when did Dave yeah. have a Punisher beard?
It's not that it's not, can I tell you all this is because this happens to me when I see clips and it starts to happen fast. Dave's beard's just getting gray. It's the only difference. He's getting really? Gray in his hair.
No. Yeah. It's not. I mean, yes, I've gotten a lot grayer since then, holy yeah. shit. But no, that beard is much longer than my beard.
Oh yeah, it's now. Grown it's in, but I'm gray. Saying like it wouldn't look that dark. Like it's so dark.
Dave, you look like Punisher.
Right, Jay, you're 50.
Buddy, believe me. I know. I'm just for men in this week, I think.
No, you're not.
In the beard, maybe.
Jay, let your just age grow. Gracefully, dude. What are you doing?
Who cares?
You're not a hot chick.
Gracefully.
You don't need you don't to do that. The things that you're doing. Just be a normal 50-year-old man.
I'm not 50 yet.
47, dude.
Three more years, dude. You're 50.
But I'm never like I have little white scraggles. I'll never ever get rid of them. I think it's hot.
Never.
I think it's hotter to have.
I'll never color my shit.
I don't mind. I wouldn't dye my head hair. I mean, obviously, besides the red shit, but I mean, like, I wouldn't dye gray out of it. And I would, I'm not doing the gray out of the thing. I just think it looks like I'm missing parts of hair because it's
no,
like
it white doesn't. On the you, edges. It, I'm being honest with you, Jay. You are more attractive with a little salt and pepper. These gals like that. I'm letting you know, dude. It's oh, way buddy, more I'm attractive than my having beard. A dyed
I'm not,
beard.
I'm not making my beard black.
What are you doing?
I'm putting it on the parts where on the edge where it's like white. It looks like it's. It looks like the line's off because it's like white hair instead of dark.
Yeah, I think literally, I don't know. Lauren tells me she likes it way better with the gray, but she is trapped, so she may have to say that. But all the girls,
I don't think gray and beard looks bad at all.
Serafina, you have daddy issues. What do you think? A little gray in the beard,
yeah,
or
salt and pepper for sure.
Yeah, see, sure. Weird head guy, you could chime in. What do you think?
Salt and pepper for sure.
See.
No, I agree. I
have other two guys that could be interchangeable with each other. What do you guys think?
I'm same page. Salt pepper.
Man, I can't even grow a beard. I'd take whatever I can get.
He's like, I'm so close to the ground. Can't grow a beard.
He'll just take a super ginger red beard as long as it's the beard. Just give me something.
We're never calling you Joshua Sussman, weird head guy. Stop putting your name in the chat. We don't care.
I mean, between your hair and chin, your head is a perfect diamond.
Yeah.
Watch.
Listen.
Do this, guys, and do that around his head. It's perfect.
You look like you're drawn by the guy who drew Duckman. You remember Duckman?
Your shadow's wearing a hat.
Okay, we're being really mean. Go ahead, continue.
Funny.
The show is so funny. I say worth it.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You got to crack a few eggs.
All right, so let me just say real quick, as I analyze this video, whoever did it, smart. They threw Shane in the video. They know Shane's more famous than all of us. That's going to be a highly clickable video. Doing a Chappelle bit, everyone was fucking chiming in. It was a fun bit. It was a very good
one. It was also
kind of classic before Shane was big.
Yes, it lets people know that we had Shane before he was a huge thing and he was doing hilarious shit there. So I like that. I like that angle.
Yeah. Are we scoring this or are we going to just choose what we feel as if it is the winner at the end? I think we should just choose the best clip at the end based off of, and you know what, you could even tell us, G Mike, what the amount of views and interactions it had on it now.
This phone got 2,192 views.
That's it.
And also it was only shared to non-followers.
Only to non-followers. So it probably would have had more traction.
Yeah, if it was shit, but also you don't want to share six clips to your page of random.
Of course.
People.
And then how many interactions, how many comments?
No comments.
No
47 likes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's, and you know what we should do? We should put out the video that wins to our actual feed so everyone sees it.
Yes. Yes. I was planning on doing that anyway. Yeah.
These are my ideas. You can't just fucking,
you know what? You're right.
My ideas are your ideas.
I'll do that. Thank you.
See, interns, this is not how you act. Do not outshine the master, law number one of the 48 laws of power.
I have a second clip here now.
Please.
Well, then play it.
Except on that scale almost every day.
I do the exact opposite.
Put a scale on top of your head.
Yeah, every day.
That's the exact opposite. He's like,
yeah. Ooh. I weigh the scale. It's always 2 pounds.
If you had to guess what I weighed, what do you think?
I don't know.
Guess what you weigh?
Last time I weighed myself.
430?
Maybe.
Jake, run right now to grab a scale from like a CVS or something.
By the way, Jay also has extremely heavy clothing.
Jake has a scale.
Hold on, wait. Jake, check the back instructions. Does that thing weigh dicks?
Jake, you missed all.
Hey, we're gonna need a smaller scale.
Last on record was 268.
Would weigh.
Take my fat wallet out.
Yeah, all that cash. Those jeans are 10 pounds, easy.
guys, before Jay steps on it, whatever the number is, just know it's mostly dick.
Oh, the belt. Take the belt off. It's a metal belt.
That's crazy to leave on.
Take the anal beads out.
Look how much metal is in his belt. Jay, it looks like the heaviest belt that's ever been made.
Hold on, wait. I'll tell you guys right now. 252 pounds even.
That's pretty good.
I literally step on that scale. All right, I think they create a nice little story with this.
I do. That was a very good clip because it gives you the whole thing. You kind of understand all of it. It's, I like that.
Yeah, it was a moment.
That's Jay. It's a moment you should be proud of. You lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah, I mean, that was also with your giant pants on. You're probably 248.
I also have my giant pants on. That is
Jay, with all of your flair. Jay's 160 pounds when it comes off.
I'm gaunt.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that they like fighters will shave their body hair to like lose. Like, how much does your body hair really weigh?
Well, it's just how hard it is to lose every quarter of a pound at the end. But Jay, it's pretty great. I mean, when me and you met, Jay, you must have been, I mean,
I was at my heaviest. I was at my
70 pounds heavier.
Probably more. No. Jay was. I was at my.
So you were over 100 pounds heavier.
No. I was 340. 340 was my heaviest.
I think it had to be heavier, Jay, because I was about 330 when Beatrice was pregnant. And your heaviest, your absolute biggest.
And you were still able to impregnate a woman?
No. I got her pregnant, and then I just ate
and
the
then you just, okay, that makes sense.
Shit, guys, I have to grab. Oh, no, I have a charger. Sorry. I thought I needed a charger for my computer. But I'm good, boys. Yeah, if I had to guess, you just stopped weighing yourself. If I had to guess, you probably weighed like 375 at one point. Maybe. You were a big boy. Yeah. I was a big boy. I was very, very big. But I remember you at your absolute biggest. Was fucking, you were fucking big.
Big boy. But it's funny. I don't feel much smaller than that.
No, that's the body dysmorphia that will never go away. The best shape I've ever been in, with like recently I was in basically the best shape I've ever been in. I still see myself as being a fucking slob.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Maybe me and Serafina can become Chuck Buds. Just fucking, okay.
Wait, so Lewis, do I have body dysmorphia for you? Because I still see you as being a slob too.
Lewis, all I see is fat.
Now I don't know. I'm sure there's a bicep there. I just see a big fat guy.
He goes, maybe I'm having a reverse shallow hell, but I'm seeing a big fat pig.
Ah, shit. All right. What are the analytics on that video?
Okay, so this video got a few more views than the other one. This got 2396, no comments, 21 likes. So less likes, a few more views.
Is it fair, Lewis, is it fair for me to be a little bit judgmental that, like, I like the thought process of using Shane, because he's way more famous than us, to get more clicks. But if you get more clicks with us doing something, then that almost seems so much more valuable.
Do me a favor, read me, what was the, let's read the caption as well. As we watched the video, we didn't do that for those two. So you pull up the captions real quick, what hashtags they used.
Is it Jay's weight loss journey?
Yeah, you can pull it up right now.
Let's see. So this is
just how big.
Yeah, go ahead. You read it.
Just how big really is Big Jay Oakerson? The truth is.
Right, can I stop? Can I just stop already? Just how big is Jay Oakerson really would flow much better than just how big really is Big Jay Oakerson. Well, a weird first sentence.
No, I understand why. They're letting you know they're doing the wordplay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
The truth is finally revealed in a landmark moment on Legion of Skanks episode 880 with Big Jay Oakerson, Gomez Kami, and the problem Dave Smith, special guests Kim Congdon and Colin Terrell. Place your bet, folks. Join guestdigital.com and watch full episodes of Legion of Skanks early. Use code LOS at signups to unlock big savings on your membership.
I like that. No hashtags, though.
No hashtags, looks like.
Okay. All right. Go to the first caption. I want to see that. See what's the thought process behind that first caption.
Justin, we can't smoke cigarettes in here, right?
No, you can. Right.
You probably can. Yeah.
I answered it before you did. You can, Jay. They're not going to stop you.
Well, I don't want them to stop me.
Ask for forgiveness, not permission. Yeah,
just start smoking and tell everyone you run this bitch. Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, the first one.
Just light a cigarette and go, fuck this place. They'll sort it out.
The first one did have hashtags.
Go ahead. Read the thing.
The throwback clip and then a little slate emoji.
I like the little slate emoji. Throwing an emoji and it's cute.
It is. When Shane M. Gillis joined the Legion of Skanks to discuss Chappelle Show controversy, your host, Big Jay Oakerson, Gomez Kami, the problem to get Dave Smith, create a Gas Digital profile with promo code LOS, get discounted full access, hashtag comedy, hashtag podcast.
That's good. You guys know I'm leaning much toward the first one. Toward the first one and the second one so far.
I think I'm leaning toward the second one.
Okay.
And I'm right in between.
Here's the third one.
You never had a girl complain?
No.
I've never heard a thing about a girl mentioning that you have a 4-inch dick.
No, every girl. Well, we don't measure it, but no, I've never heard.
You have a girl right now? She loves it?
And she loves it.
All right. Call her up.
This was one of my favorite moments ever on the show.
It's such a great moment, and that's winning major points in my book right now.
I was going to say right now, it's a classic. This is a classic. A clip from this part garners new fans.
Yeah, and this
it's outside of Legion of Skanks. This is just one of the funniest things I've ever been a part of.
Yeah.
It was just so perfect.
Dude, it was, I mean, it's to the point where like this day, like Sagal will be walking through a mall and people will just yell four at him. It's so funny. It's so fucking funny. And look how nicely they frame that two shot up and down, says Alex. That is true. The two shot is nice. Mm-hmm. It's good editing right here. Everyone's on the screen at the same time. Very smart.
Baby.
Say nothing else.
I'm saying nothing else.
Shadow.
Be
completely honest.
You're on the air.
Tell her to be completely honest.
You got
to
be completely honest.
You're alive.
How many inches?
How many inches do you think the size of my penis is? Hard.
Four.
You've never had a girl,
dude.
I read the caption.
Oh my god!
All right, the caption is a ruler emoji and then eye staring emoji, and this is classic clip from episode 590 with Brendan Sagalow and Colin Terrell. Watch full episodes of Legion of Skanks and more exclusive content on GasDigital.com. Big J. Okerson, Gomez Comedy, The Problem, Dave Smith, Gas Digital. #comedy, #podcast.
Love it. And
Column and Brendan both like the video.
They both love the video and 134 likes, which is great. How many views on this one?
And then it also has 3 comments, which is the most comments so far.
And I'm a social media retarded, but I have to say, if you had to critique anything, should there be a better description of it in the thing, but the ruler in the eyes, or is that great? That might be great.
Yeah, I really don't know either. But I love that clip. It's just such a classic moment.
Oh, the clip's
I don't know. Like the caption itself, how much is the caption capturing more people? I think the hashtags are smart, tagging everyone smart. If they're sharing it, it's smart.
I'm thinking is 4 inches fine?
Yeah, asking maybe a question maybe would have been a better move, you know?
Yeah.
Or you know, put engagement farming, like, you know, how small is too small for you? You know, something like that would be fun. Yeah. There'd be more people commenting. But how many views on this one?
This one got 4,685.
Ooh, twice the views as in the last one. Okay. Very good.
Good clip.
Solid clip.
Right. Here's the next one.
Dr. Drew. If I suck the guy's dick once, am I gay? Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, by medical science, does that make it official? I didn't hate it.
We were just going to ask him fun medical questions like, can Lewis eat ass on Fremont Street?
Why does some pussy smell like fish and why does some smell like a hockey glove?
How much money you found in an asshole?
None. Zero. No.
Oh.
Zero.
Surprising.
Dr. Drew, in your medical opinion, what's better, having a picture of Lewis on your wall or eating crackhead pussy?
Dr. Drew, you're the man.
Yeah, we love you, dude. We're trying to learn from you. What would you do if you figured my asshole, you pulled out a $100 bill? Would you lose your mind?
Yes.
Dr. Drew, these are real questions. So if a patient came into you and had all these questions, you wouldn't answer them?
They wouldn't ask these questions. Amanda Bynes asks you every single one of these questions.
Oh, dude. If you knew somebody had AIDS.
Yeah.
If you knew somebody had AIDS, even though you know you can't get AIDS from doing this, would you butterfly kiss them?
Medically speaking, Dr. Drew, is it not good that every time I steam up a glass shower at a hotel, I write, welcome to the wonderful world of AIDS still, and then I leave and I hope the next person sees it? Medically speaking, is that bad?
That's bad. What would you guys do with this show if I wasn't sitting here?
We don't know.
What would this show have been about?
I don't know. It'd be a bunch of children with no grown-up. But since you're here, we're all like, Dr. Drew, am I allowed to eat butt in an elevator? Am I Dr. Drew?
Dr. Drew.
All right. Caption.
I didn't love it. It made me feel bad about who we are as people.
I didn't do that. I feel like it could have been like question. If it was going to be all the questions like that, I thought that was a funny idea. It should have been smash cut to like faster. Should have started dragging.
Yeah.
I feel like at the end, but I mean the
concept. I love how we're blaming them for our shitty bit.
No.
Well, you listen, guys, you interns are a bunch of hacks.
No. Like, you know what? I don't like it. You guys stink.
It's not that funny.
Well, no. If they were just playing a full straight through clip, but it was edited. If you're going to edit, I feel like it would have hit a little harder if it was just question.
Faster moving. Like
all of them, yeah.
Yeah, faster moving. You're right. It was a little
How
bit...
many views did this one get?
This one got 8,400 views. Wow. And it also Nick Rochefort shared it.
Nick shared it.
Okay.
Did Column or Sagalo share the other one, or they just liked it?
No, they just liked it. I didn't know.
See, that. If you get the people that are popular to share the video, it's a big deal. That should be taken into consideration. Got to read that caption?
Sure. Should be.
The caption is, Legion of Skanks ask Dr. Drew real medical questions. All new every Tuesday at 8 p.m. only on Gas Digital. Big J. Okerson Gomez Comedy, Problem Dave Smith, Dr. Drew Pinsky, SNL, Nick Rochefort, hashtag Legion of Skanks, hashtag comedy, hashtag podcast. 59 likes, one comment.
Okay. All right. It's not bad. The fact that it did better than the other videos should be considered, but I will say that as of right now, I'm still leaning toward the Sagalo 4 video.
Yeah, me too. More I'm thinking about it, it's like, why, you know, SNL? Legion of Skanks.
SNL is good question. Sam Hyde's screen name.
That's hilarious.
He just stole the screen name as an hour. Hilarious.
Yeah, Sam's the man.
That's great.
I am, you know, to me, it's just kind of like, I still go, the whole philosophy of Legion of Skanks is we just do the funniest shit and put it out there. It's not about what clip gets the most views. It's about be really funny and then the views will come. Great point. Still leaning towards Sagalo.
Great point.
Now you want the next video?
Please. How many more videos? Are there two more?
Two more, yes. So this is the second to last.
Penultimate.
Whoever wins the rap battle gets to shove a gun in the other person's ass on the Sunday stream.
Wait. Is it too late for me to join and lose? Oops, me not know how to rhyme. Is it a bazooka? Let's go.
Whoever wins the rap. All right.
It's not bad. It's a funny. It's Tony Hinchcliffe making a funny joke on the show, and he's crazy famous. So it's I get the thinking behind it.
Didn't really showcase us.
It doesn't,
being
it
funny,
doesn't show.
Though.
Doesn't show the Legion of Skanks.
There was none of us, which is
It was just Tony being more truthful than funny. Is it Tony being honest? Is that the point of these?
Tony Reid. Yeah. Tony reading a page out of his diary and Shane Gillis and a still of Shane Gillis.
And Alex is right. A bit too short. How many views did this one get?
Well, short could be good too. This was too short for what it was doing, but it got, let me see. It got 11,200 views.
The most views.
I mean, that's look there, again. There is something to putting a short thing of one of the most famous people doing something funny on the show, and then
and when it's short, sometimes people watch it two or three times.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's how I feel. That's how I feel about the intern on the bottom. I'm gonna watch him two or three times.
You got it.
Do you want me to read the caption?
Please.
All right. It says Tony Hinchcliffe wants to be punished at hashtag Skankfest. At Legion of Skanks, and then the hashtags are Tony Hinchcliffe, Legion of Skanks, Comedy Podcast, Gas Digital, Big J. Okerson, Louis J. Gomez, Dave Smith, Shane Gillis, Ari Shaffir.
Didn't tag anybody. Used a lot of hashtags. Alex has cheap way to get views. Not a great clip. Alex is hating. This is probably Serafina's clip. Alex is like, fuck you, bitch.
This clip's just trying to fuck my husband.
All right.
All right, you want last clip?
Oh, yes.
Last clip.
This is the last clip.
Jake, go to your wet ATM right now. And go get your wet dollars out.
Soak this ATM.
Jake goes to an underwater bank.
I'm going to make a withdrawal. Come on. Are you fucking kidding? I want to overdraft. Negative balance.
Yeah. I don't even remember this bit, and it was like a week ago.
It's the wet bunny.
We're talking about black people. Sioux City is an underwater bank. It's a funny clip. There's not much context there. That's the problem. It's like
the real issue is I was a part of this 2 weeks ago, and I didn't even remember that till Lewis put it together. I don't think the random person would even get what the bit was there, what we were referring to, which is funny in context, but I just don't, I don't think it's a great clip.
Do you want me to read the caption?
Please.
The caption says, in quotes, drowning in debt, and then subscribe to GasDigital.com for uncensored and early episodes.
Missing context here. They're missing
context. This was not a great showing. How many views did it get?
This is the worst clip of all.
This was a very funny bit on the show, too. This literally made me laugh. Like, I was still laughing while you guys were moving on. And so to make a clip that where it's not funny is crazy.
Yeah. If they would have given the context that he was going out with wet dollars, it would have, the jokes would have made sense. But there was no context of what that was. And then the drowning in debt, you could have explained it in the caption, maybe, that, after intern Jake goes out with, wet dollars, it was drowning debt is just sort of a fun, that's like a fun word. Was that the name of the episode?
No.
It's like, I understand why it's a funny thing. You would name a podcast that bit. But as a clip with no context, my assumption is this does not have a lot of views.
It has 3 likes, no comments, 507 views.
Yeah. Yeah. You see? We should remove the person from the competition, whoever did this one.
Should we have them on and raise your hand if you did the last clip?
So I think, in my opinion, I think the worst clip, we should literally remove them and the other people should go on.
Okay.
If it's Serafina, she's fucking safe because she got the Tim Dillon pass. And then the winner, how about the winner of the best clip gets immunity next week?
Huh? It's so confusing now.
Wait, no. Because that's how we pick who moves on.
They get immunity next week. And then retroactively,
here's what I'm saying,
Serafina moves on to the live rounds.
So the point is, no matter what I'm trying to angle this with, Serafina just moves on. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we should remove one. We don't have that many spring turn Olympians, right? So we remove the person who's in last place, or maybe the bottom two. And then the person who had the best, the next competition, they get immunity. I like this immunity thing. This is a fun angle.
Sure, man.
Yeah, I'm lost.
I just watched Jay in the middle of a thought realize that he doesn't care.
Yeah, that's what it was. I was like, I go, you know what, dude? Sure. It's your fucking employee.
That's true.
I feel like a random person watching that last clip. I don't understand what's happening here.
Alex likes immunity. I agree.
All right, fine.
Do we want to get rid of the bottom? Do we want to get rid of the bottom too?
Don't say do I. Do you?
Do we?
Well, isn't that already what's happening? I thought if you don't,
we didn't decide on a number.
Eliminated.
Well,
we didn't decide if the person who had the best is moving on or the person who had the worst is leaving.
There's 6.
Sure does seem like stuff
two.
We should have thought through before this point.
It's fine. You know what? We got it right now. I say we remove 2. We want 4 in on Monday. We remove the bottom 2, right. And then the person who's top has immunity, and those 3 people are safe.
All right. So bottom 2 is obviously we're all in agreement.
Carry the 1. Flip it. Slap it up, cut it down. Then you're moving 2 ounces, becomes 2.5 ounces.
Hip pop, dub it, and don't stop it. Rocking
it, triple it, flip it on the streets. That comes back to you tenfold, baby.
2.2 pounds.
2.2 pounds. Now you know you're moving at major weight.
So without a doubt, pull all the interns back up on the screen.
Where's the little guy?
Yeah.
Where's the little guy?
Hey, we got a new one.
Oh, so nice of you to join us.
Thank you.
Is that one of the video people?
I thought that was for sure. Female pilot about to take off.
Is that Chick Yeager? Thanks, Lewis.
So I have a chart here of everyone's results whenever you want to see that.
Let's see the chart of everyone's results.
Okay, pull us up.
You can flip it, you can lick it, you can taste it. Talking every drip drop, don't you waste it. So this is Jake's was the least. Oh my God, are we fucking removing Jake? Oh my
God. The one we just watched, I think.
Shut up.
That's hilarious. Okay, all right. But forget the views, because we decided the views were just a part of what we were deciding here, right?
Yeah, I said that's not really, that's not the criteria to me.
It's value. There is value to it, right?
No, so, but Alex just said that Jake's the one we just watched, he thinks.
I think we need to remove Jake.
Well, if it's his, but we have to find out whose video it is.
That is Jake's.
It yeah, is that was sure. The one with 500. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. The fact that Jake has been working with us for damn near 2 years and he still at this point can't even create a valuable video. I love Jake as a person. His feet
well,
are
he also, can I tell you, he also picked a clip that was kind of about him, which that's negative points to me, man.
Oh, yeah, 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 it was. That was, I mean, look, he didn't, like, if he would have featured himself in the video, I would have had more respect.
Well, yeah, he didn't even feature himself, but it was kind of about him. But then he didn't
make a video.
He didn't explain at all the fucking thing. We said going in blind. That video was clearly the last place one for all of us.
Are we firing Jake based off of this?
I still want him to fetch me my whiskey.
I don't think we need him anymore. We're going to have one of these people take over his place.
You're going to get rid of Jake. Know what whiskey I drink?
Dude, I really think we have to get rid of Jake now.
But Lewis, do these guys even know what whiskey I drink?
I think they'll figure it out.
It's Angel's Envy. All right, you guys are
Jake's
caught up
been dedicated,
now.
Jake's been dedicated for years, and he whiffed on a video. He lost his whole life.
But he does kind of stink. Look, can I be honest with you? This is
I like being Jake. Jake will do anything,
Jake.
Too.
I really like Jake. But I have to be honest with you. At this point, isn't it more like us? Like if you couldn't parlay your unpaid internship into a low level production job with Gas Digital at this point, isn't it time for us to cut him loose?
I don't know.
G Mike said that someone else deserves an opportunity. Alex and I deserve help. Alex writes, our other intern Brandon is literally here. They hate him. Alex and G Mike, chime in here. Do you think, I mean, we did say, I think what's fair is fair. We said the last place video, the second last place video are being cut loose. I love Jake. If Jake still wants to come and hang out and be our friend, he can be our friend. He doesn't get paid. He can just come watch the show. I'll give him free tickets every week.
I also love Jake.
Well, dude, that's so weird that it's somehow a demotion to keep him at the same pay rate and say he just doesn't have to work anymore and it's still
just hang out.
It still feels like we're doing something wrong.
I don't like it.
I'm just saying there's not been a single person that has interned for Legion of Skanks that has stayed for an extended amount of time that just didn't get a paid job with Gas Digital or on another show. There's nobody that's
Lewis,
done that.
Me and Jay aren't made for this, man. I can't fire Jay.
I met his mother, who looks just like him.
His mother's an ugly bitch?
No. Jake's a very attractive lady.
I mean, guys, I think what's fair is fair. I'm not even trying to be an asshole here. We just said the rules. I didn't consider that it could be Jake.
It never even popped into my mind.
Jake's mother hugged me and said, thank you for taking such good care of my boy. He's really found community up there with you guys. And it means so much to me to know he's okay and has people in his corner.
Can we make him be an intern for fucking the Zach Amico Morning Zoo or something? Just get him out of here. We did bring him to Jamaica. We gave him a free trip to Jamaica, and we paid for his flights.
Oh, okay. And I'll tell you what, that's big of you, dude, because I would not share bathing water with those feet. So
it was crazy.
I wouldn't share an ocean with Jake.
I'm upset that we have the same city's water.
I mean, this is a real question. Are we doing him a disservice by just keeping him on? He's not actually like getting skilled at the things you need to be skilled at to work in production. He's just a guy who picks up drinks. And there's waitresses at the comedy club. There's Brandon. There's other solutions to getting drinks to the table.
The work gives him purpose, Lewis.
It's literally like a homeless person who starts, you know, when they use like, we have to tell him to stop. It's like, it's all they wake up for.
I don't know what to do here. He also doesn't show up for the production meetings.
Sure, I can open the bank door for myself.
I think it would be better. I think it would be better. He'd be better served not serving us.
He's not even here. It's going to kill him.
Yeah,
there's no way he makes it to Monday.
Keep Jake.
I mean, you can't support him. You can't just keep Jake. Is he in the competition or not?
I don't know. Yes?
Hold on. Alex and G Mike, what do we think here? Chime in.
Okay, so to be honest, in a certain way, sometimes Jake's, with his attitude, he kind of reminds me of like a very old school, back in the day, Mike Harrington, who didn't have
Mike Harrington yet,
but had the passion, right? I have to give both sides.
So I think what Alex is saying. So I think if I can translate what Alex is saying, she's saying that Jake doesn't add any value right now, but eventually Alex will let him come in her.
Nice. That is how I took that also. Eventually, if you're tenacious enough, Alex will let you cream pie her into bring life into this world.
One thing about Mike Harrington is he has some really nice feet.
Jake did agree to be in this competition, and he knew there was a chance he was going to lose and get cut. That was always part of this possibility.
I never even factored that as a possibility.
That was always the thing. He was in this competition, and maybe
all right, well, the person just crashed in their car, so they're out.
It comes back.
They're upside down in a ditch. Yeah. It's just like you used to see. It's like upside down. You just see the ground.
Guys. Look, I'll make the executive decision, and I love Jake. Jake can come every week. He can still get us drinks if he really wants to, but I think that we need to let him move on and replace. He's never turned this in, and we've also, for a long time, these guys have asked him to do things. Alex, Jimmy, am I wrong about that? For a while, you've been saying, hey, learn how to do shit and help out with other things, and it just never really happened.
Well, yeah, he seems, you know, to be fair, we don't pay him, and he's always committed to his other work, before hours. But also, we all had to go through that, and we had to commit to this before we were getting paid for it. So he's not really doing that, you know?
And it's been how long? What was the last? When did he become the Dab Turn Olympian?
I was pregnant when we met Jake, so it's been 2 years.
At least 2 years. The baby hates him.
The baby hates him.
All right, I defer to Alex and her baby on this one.
I'm saying that the whole deal was Jake could have been cut from this competition. He entered it knowing that
nobody thought he would get cut so fast.
we gotta cut him. I think that's that. I think we gotta cut him.
He ate shit on the Tim Dillon pitch too.
He really ate shit on the Tim Dillon pitch. Damn. We should have cut him that way.
All right. All right. I think it's really fucked up what Lewis is doing to you, Jake. But he made the decision.
Jake is gone. That's that. Now, who's the second one that's gone? Give us the other. Just show us flashes of the videos real quick, just like this, so we remember which videos, and I'll tell you which one was my least favorite out of them.
It was the Tony one, the Shane one, the four, Brendan Sagler one. Shane one.
This one is Joshua with the scale.
No, don't tell us.
Oh, don't? Sorry.
Until we decide which are. I mean, I already know my least favorite out of them.
The scale was the one we were
forgetting.
Then
there's the 4 inches, Dr. Drew, the rap battle, and the Jake.
All right, I think my next least favorite, I'll tell you, my favorite is, you want to go with the favorite? We all agree, I think 4 is the best one,
yeah,
right?
4 is the best.
Yes. 4 is the best one. So who did 4?
That was...
unbelievable.
Yes, wow. Double immunity.
Immunity twice.
Double vax.
Holy shit.
Well, wow. Made that person crash, they're so sad. They flipped their car again.
I don't know how you guys feel about it. I feel like the Tony Hinchcliffe one, it was between the Tony Hinchcliffe one and the Dr. Drew one. The Dr. Drew one, it was choppy editing, it wasn't great, but Tony Hinchcliffe one didn't really showcase us being funny at all.
Yeah, I agree. The Dr. Drew one, I said it was just like that an editing note would have made that a great clip.
Yeah, and that can be learned. Yeah,
I agree. I agree with you guys on that.
The instinct of highlighting Tony Hinchcliffe. He's got enough, guys.
But
we don't need to highlight Tony anymore.
It's a Legion of Skanks thing. It was just Tony.
It was just Tony, which was a little bit, and it was short, and it was just, I mean, it's not even a bad.
Even if we want to use a famous person to promote our shit, we still want to promote our shit. There should be something of one of the three of us doing something.
So which one of you stupid pieces of shit?
Who did the Tony clip? Wow.
You're still alive?
We thought you died in a crash. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's cutting off. My mic cut off again.
Yeah, also, you don't know how to use a mic.
Hey, guys. I'm driving from work, and I'm still getting on it in the car. I'm sacrificing my life to be here right now.
It's true.
I know. I wish you would have sacrificed more time to make a better clip. Fuck, for you, I know you also, you opened up for me in Canada. What's your name again, dude? I'm sorry, I'm fucking blanking.
Matt. My name is Matt.
Matt Pasinski. Matt's a very funny comic. Matt is also did a great job in his submissions in the past. But once again, you're highlighting Tony. You've also been on Kill Tony before. I feel like you're kind of sucking his dick right now. Are you more of a Kill Tony fan than a Legion of Skanks fan? Be honest right now.
I bombed so hard on Kill Tony. I fucking hate Kill Tony.
Nice. Okay, never mind. Well, we do appreciate you being in the competition. Also, I don't think you're going to really move from Canada anyway. But you're the fucking man, Matt. You're a funny comic. You have a future as a comic. You don't have a future as a podcast producer.
Thank you. So, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're the man. Matt was very funny. Very funny. And he saved my life in Canada.
Wow.
There you go. And look how much that gets you.
I told you this, where the promoter didn't give me the actual correct. There was a different door to enter my Airbnb through, so they dropped me off in a fucking little hoodie when it was like 20 degrees out, and then the promoter wouldn't answer his phone, so I was just locked outside of a building freezing. And then Matt came and picked me up and watched me curse the promoter's name over and over and over again.
Well, you got to see Lewis fully realized.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Matt. Thank you for being in this competition.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, and so everybody else moves on.
Everyone else moves on.
Arizona has another immunity.
Another immunity for next week. Wow. She will not let Dave Smith sabotage her. She's fucking, she has to fight tooth and nail through.
Listen, it was a blind. No, listen, she had the best clip. What can I say?
Yeah. No, it is for when the numbers talk. It's fantastic. What's the next?
It wasn't even the numbers. She didn't have the highest viewed clip.
Yeah, she didn't have the highest viewed clip.
It was the best clip.
Let's discuss it off air, because I don't know exactly what the next round is going to be, but maybe
it's Monday.
We're down to four. Can everyone here make it in Monday in person? Yeah, it's with Dave Attell. We'll be in studio. A lot of pressure. Legendary Dave Attell. Wow. We'll figure it out.
If all things work out, we might get to you guys. if history serves properly, maybe we'll get around to it.
And congratulations, Serafina, for getting immunity, right? First place.
Great job.
Congratulations for the other guys for being middle of the road. So unremarkable.
Well, who else was everybody? Everybody claim Alex or G Mike. Tell us whose was whose.
Pull up the chart, Alex, if you want. Kevin had the Dave Chappelle clip, Josh had the scale clip. Serafina had the 4-inch clip. Drew did the Dr. Drew clip. And Matt had the most viewed clip with the Kill Tony clip, whether the Tony Hinch clip.
Well, there you go. The most and least viewed got taken out. Views don't mean as much as just funny and understanding who you're dealing with.
Yeah. I don't think you motherfuckers know who you're dealing with.
Well, thank you guys. We'll see you guys on Monday. We appreciate it.
Congratulations, everybody.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you all. And Lewis, straighten people's shit out. This is how Lewis ends every show. He just bashes his computer apart with a fucking baseball. He's like, Kiss.
Like the Who?
That's how good Lewis is doing. Every time he goes, all right, we'll see you next time. Alicia Skanks.
Dude, it makes me so uncomfortable that we just fired Jake on the show today.
I hate it.
If he would have been here to defend himself, maybe there could have been.
It is true. He also didn't show up. Well, he's working probably, yeah.
Well, how much do you care about the fucking internship?
How much do you care about your free job you already sort of have?
Rule number one, don't work.
Yeah, he's going to be like, Rocky, hey, can I finish the day at least? Yeah, sure, man. Finish the day. Well, congratulations, everybody who moves on. And another good hang. Thank you, Justin.
Let's do our plugs real quick.
Studios, for letting me do this here. Yeah, I'll go. In just 2 days. Everyone, if you're watching this right away, in just 2 days, the second half of my Crowdwork special, they will be out. Dave's birthday. Make sure you say happy birthday to Dave and celebrate it by watching my special, part two of the Crowdwork special. So I look forward to that. Besides that, I'm all over the road. Look for a city near you. Tulsa's coming up next weekend. And then all over the place, Big Jay Oakerson's Peter North American tour coming on a city near you. If you get it, you get it. Justin gets it. He knows who Peter North is. you old dirty dog. Listen to The Bonfire, and of course, America's favorite new comedy game show obsession, Story Wars, right here on Gas Digital.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go next. Go to my website, get tickets, lewisofskanks.com. That's the website. I'm going all over the place. My May is crazy. Next weekend, I'm in San Diego at the American Comedy Company. I'm doing an after party on Friday night at a strip club, which is going to be pretty sick. So if you guys have tickets to any of my shows next weekend, we're going to go to a strip club afterwards and fucking get wild. And I am drinking that night. I don't usually drink, but I'm drinking at the strip club that night. So, and I'm tipping strippers. Give me money to tip the strippers with. So I'm going to fucking make it rain. And then I'm going to be in Houston at the Punchline in May, Fort Collins, Colorado, Fort Myers, Florida, Fort Worth, Texas, all the forts, Dallas, Texas. And then I'm going to Amsterdam, Glasgow, Dublin, Manchester, and London at the end of the month, Boston in the beginning of June, and a lot of other stuff. Tickets for Skankfest, the trailer came out. So we'll probably actually put it in as a pre-roll for today's show and a Monday show as well. But craziest lineup we've ever had in our entire lives. A bunch of people that have never done Skankfest before. Kevin Smith is coming, which is fucking really fun.
That's awesome.
I'm excited about that. And a bunch of other incredible people. People that you wouldn't assume that would be involved with us. Michael Ian Black's going to be coming. I mean, then obviously all the regulars like Shane Gillis and Tim Dillon and fucking Nick Mullen and the RB Garbage guys are back this year. We got fucking Bobby Lee coming for the first time. Brad Williams coming for the first time. It's going to be a wild, wild, wild weekend.
And it's going to be the shortest people we've ever had.
Shortest people ever. An average height of 5 foot
Brad
one.
Williams. Bobby Lee.
Yeah, make sure you guys go to skankfest.com. Shout out to your creator for making it all popular. But May 2nd, 1 p.m. Eastern, those tickets go on sale. So get those tickets. And I'm filming my special in Tampa in July 12th. Two shows, one night. I'm doing five shows throughout the weekend. Zach Amico is going to be there the whole weekend with me. Bobby Kelly is going to be directing the special, but the special is taping on Saturday night. I saw some people buying tickets for the other nights, and don't do that. But I will tell you right now, I'm looking at the tickets right now. There's maybe 10 tickets left for the early show and like 20 tickets left for the late show. So get them early. Don't wait until last minute because you won't be in the taping. lewisofskanks.com. Check out the regs. Check out Story Wars. Sign up for my mailing list. Get my bonus Lewis Journal podcast. Lots of fun stuff.
Hey, and before we go, I want to say I've grown over this last hour and a half.
Please.
And as I'm looking at him, I forgive James Adomian.
Aw, there you go.
That's very nice of you. Nice. Just forgive him. He doesn't even need to apologize. Just forgive him. Put it on him.
I forgive.
You've been forgiven.
I forgive Al Martin's daughter, son.
Aw, very good.
For making me feel feelings I didn't want to feel.
If you guys are listening to this tonight, tomorrow night is my last night out here. If you're in the Chicago area, I'll be at the Rosemont Zanies. I believe the early show is sold out, but there's still lots of tickets for that late show. So come on out to the late show tomorrow night. Bring some friends, like it was Lewis's tour.
Bring five friends.
Bring as many. I think you could bring 100 as of right now. Then I'll be out also the week after Lewis is doing it, because that makes a ton of sense. I'll be out at the American Comedy Company in San Diego. Love that club.
This happened exactly last year, except I was the weekend before, or I'm sorry, I was the weekend after, and my ticket sales were abysmal.
Yeah,
I think you guys had so much fun coming out to Lewis.
I think I'm out there about 4 weeks after that also, so.
Oh, great. Stay tuned. Okay, that was really smart. Okay, then I'll be in Appleton, Wisconsin for the first time. Looking forward to that. And then I'll be back at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City. And then for the first time ever at Denver Comedy Works, which is like supposed to be the best comedy market in the country. So I'm very excited to go do that. Then back at Hilarities, which is one of my favorite clubs in the world. Back at the Comedy Connection, another one of my favorites. Tacoma, Spokane, Detroit, Tampa. Come on out, comicdavesmith.com for all those ticket links. That's all.
Hey, you know what, guys? I'm looking at the picture again, and it's a picture of him surrounded by all his characters. I'm back to holding the grudge. My heart is fully burdened again with visceral hatred for James Adomian. Always a fun time hanging with you boys. We'll catch you guys next time.
Monday, David Tell and Ian Finance.
Woo! Until then, peace.
Later.
Been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else we fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
was Jay Gomez.
You ever try to watch a retard draw a swastika? It's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.